Welcome back to New Rock Stars. The new Loki trailer ensnares a god of mischief in a mysterious time mission with the TVA. But pursuing whom is Loki's biggest enemy himself? I'm Eric Voss. This is Rogue Theory. With me today is an amazing panel, starting with the co-host of our Falcon Winter Soldier after show, MT.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Hey, MT. And also join us, friend of the show, Twitch streamer Angelica Trey.
Hi, hello. It's good to be back.
Good to have you back. And also joining us, another Twitch streamer, a frenemy of our own, Jess Clemens.
No. When you said a friend of ours, a Twitch streamer, I was like, huh? Oh. I'm not, you guys, it's so embarrassing to be like, oh, I'm the Twitch streamer of this
it's
episode.
Me.
I have 400 followers.
Hey, that's big. That's nothing to shake a stick at.
You start somewhere. You gotta start somewhere.
Dude, I was about to jump in. I am so embarrassed of myself. Okay, go on.
Go on. Go on. Please continue. All right, let's talk Loki. A new trailer for this Loki series on Disney Plus just dropped, revealing a lot more about Loki's partnership with Mobius and Mobius, Owen Wilson, and the whole Time Variance Authority after his escape from the whole time heist in Avengers Endgame. He's alive again. Mobius, it kind of explains to Loki how he disrupted the flow of time, splintering it off in this beautiful timeline graphic. It made me never need a blue chew ever again.
Ooh,
love that stuff.
A line with branches coming off of it? That's what
timelines.
Gets you going?
Timelines, okay. And movies and shows. Okay. It's such a beautiful thing.
The cinematography was really good. Like the lighting.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to just do like freeze frames, just keep
pausing.
Yeah,
the glow off of that vintage screen. It's just, you can't.
I love the glow of like the portal doors. I like the way like the little yellow doors look like.
Yeah, but MT, let's not get you distracted. Timeline is the sexy part of that trailer. None of the other cool production design, just the timeline. But we want to talk about this mystery figure that the TVA is pursuing, because we don't have exact details on how exactly they need Loki to patch the timeline. We do see these shots of a hooded female figure. Most likely, this is actress Sophia DiMartino. So, like, the shot of Loki sitting next to this this woman by a lake, everyone's like, is that Natasha? No, it's not Natasha. It's Sophia DiMartino's character. And we don't really know who she is yet, but she is speculated to be maybe Lady Loki or Enchantress. But we still don't really know whether she's going to be the true villain of the show or just some kind of misunderstood figure. It sounds like there's probably going to be some ultimate villain of the show who's going to tell us more about what Loki's real-time mission is and how he's going to escape out of the show to join Thor in Thor Love and Thunder. So let's talk about who is the villain of this show. Let's start with this character, Sophia DiMartino. Do we think she's Lady Loki? Do we think she's Enchantress? Do we think she could be someone else? What do you guys think?
Definitely Lady Loki.
Yeah. I think she's Lady Loki.
100%.
Misunderstood, and there's going to be some sort of secret villain coming up.
Yeah, okay, so you think beyond her, and that she's just someone who's like a fugitive, falsely accused, I didn't kill my wife style.
Right.
And then there's going to be a one-armed man behind it all.
I think there's so many possibilities, too, with the Loki series. I mean, obviously, so many possibilities because there's so many different timelines going on. So I definitely think there's going to be some twists here, even though they could technically just bring someone out of left field. There's going to be many Loki variants. And, you know, I think the biggest twist would to be, you know, to make like Mobius into some sort of villain character, but
that'd be fun.
Yeah, I don't know. There's so many options.
I think going off of that, because there's so many realities and so many variations of Loki, I think the villain's going to be Loki.
Loki,
I think
so
like it obviously looks like there's different timelines, there's different realities, and I think they're going to be fighting every Loki in that reality, because who's better to fight Loki than Loki? So they're probably like, hey, Loki, we need you to go fight the original Loki, which is like the one in the underworld that's the devil, or we need you to fight old man Loki, or we need you to fight Lady Loki, or Ultimates Loki. So I think he's going to be where I thought in WandaVision, where they were like doing Real House of M and going to different timelines to find their children. children, I think they're going to be doing in Loki, where they're going to go to different timelines and be fighting other Lokis. And that's why we see Vote Loki. That's why we see President Loki.
For a second there, I thought you were going to say that the original Loki, like the Loki we're following, is the villain. I was like, whoa, mind blown. Like, we find out he's the bad guy the whole time.
That would be amazing, and I actually want that now.
I would love a Mobius one more so, because Owen Wilson is so sweet.
Gray area.
I would love for Mobius to secretly be like a version of Loki. I think that'd be really, really dope if he was like secretly Loki the entire time. But we are getting an older version of Loki played by Grant, if I'm not mistaken.
Played by Richard E. Grant. Yeah, is that confirmed, or is that just one of these rumors that the different
I think it might be one of those rumors, because I think it would be more concretely in our minds if it wasn't a rumor, but I'm not sure. Anyway, we are getting, we might be getting old Loki, and I really do think that, like the girls have been saying, we're going to get some version of Loki in the show as the main villain, because I don't see any other reason why they would bring Loki in for Loki's particular set of skills if they weren't dealing with a Loki. And they did call Loki a Loki variant.
Yeah, and it says on his jacket.
Well, we know just by the premise of the show that he's a Loki variant, because the prime Loki, or at least the Loki from our perspective, is floating out in Asgardian space somewhere. Just by his nature, he's a variant already.
Technically.
But I do think that is an interesting clue. It tells us that there are going to be multiple Lokis. So I don't think we're on the wrong track here.
But do you think it's going to follow with like the comic storylines and be old Loki? Or do we think it's going to be like some sort of twist, like young Loki?
See, like kid Loki?
I would love to see a kid Loki. Like,
he's got
to
die.
It would be great. Like Timothy Chalamet or whatever, however you spell his last name.
So
he would kill it. He looks just like Tom.
Timmy Chevy Ford. I think that's what you're thinking of right now.
Timothy Laminate. Exactly. Precisely. He would nail it as a kid Loki, and I'm sure there's gonna be a kid Loki in it.
We just haven't seen it yet, like in the trailer, because that's too much of a giveaway. Like that'd be wild, but that'd be fun if we see that one and he's gonna have to like defeat him, and he's like, this is a child.
I do think we have seen alternate Lokis in the trailer. I think President Loki in the trailer, he is talking to someone else. I don't think he's breaking the fourth wall. He's talking to our Loki that we're following. I think the other Loki that we see in the Battle of New York, I don't think that's our Loki. I think that's past Loki from that past timeline, and we're gonna see multiple Lokis, which is fun because Loki already has the power to like project fake versions of himself. So are we just gonna see like two different Lokis that are using that same power, their different hollow projections fighting each other, just to see which one has the better mastery of their own sorcery?
How do we even know if they're like the same Loki? What if every single shot in that trailer is a different Loki?
I think so. I mean, D.B. Cooper Loki, I think that's going to be a different Loki. It's tough because, you know, every once in a while I have people say, no, it's confirmed that she's going to be Enchantress Sylvie Lushton. And I'm like, where was that confirmed? And then someone will tweet me just a screen grab of some 4chan leak that says that Richard E. Grant is confirmed to play old Loki, that Enchantress is confirmed to be Sophia DiMartino's character. It's like, well, some of this might be true, but some of this might just be, it's like the same people who said, oh, well, Zemo's going to be the villain and Isaiah Bradley is going to be a Falcon Winter Soldier. It's like, if you could just look at the basic tea leaves, you can now say that you claim this to be a leak and then use this to make future predictions. And it's not true. It's just bullshit. So I'm not using this as evidence of anything right now. It could end up being the case, but I'm going to trust footage that I see in the trailer more than something someone says on Reddit somewhere. A mixed bag track record.
But Eric, 4chan told me that Isaiah Bradley was going to be the new Marvel Big Bad after Thanos.
Yeah, 4chan also 4chan said never that me, Donald Eric. Trump was going to be president again on March the 4th, but, you know. Oh, sorry, that was 18. That was Jim Watkins. Oh, boy. But can we talk about Kang? Is it too soon? Yes. Like, some people are getting on us for saying that the Mandarin could show up in Falcon Winter Soldier. Like, no, he's the villain of Shang-Chi. It's like, have you seen the MCU for the past 10 years? They always introduce a character earlier just to get us a sense of who they are, and then later they come back. You know, Thanos was the villain in Infinity War, but we saw him at the end of Avengers and Guardians of the Galaxy. So there's no reason to believe that these people can't be teased early in these TV shows to acquaint audiences with them before they become the big villain of a later series. Is it possible we see Kang in this?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. There's like, there is no way that we don't at least get Kang teased in this, because Ant-Man 3 is coming out very, very soon. And with the time variance authority being introduced, there is absolutely no, I'm very, very confident that we will at least get a Kang tease. And with the Kang actor already being cast,
yeah,
anything could happen. He could literally pop up anytime.
Yeah, and they, you know, with the time variance authority and with all of these, you know, possible different, like, timelines and variants, you know, Kang in some of the comics, like, he plays around with time travel, and he has kind of like other variants as well. Like, he doesn't know which form he's going to come back in. So this would be really amazing for drawing parallels with Loki and his different variants.
Mm-hmm. And Jessica, I think you are right, definitely, in that, like, alternate Lokis are going to be antagonists to our Loki. I'm just kind of wondering, you know, it's interesting we talk about Kang, because that's kind of how Kang is. There's so many different Kangs. They're part of the Kang mm-hmm. dynasty. And then at the end of it all, you have Kang Prime, who's in limbo at the end of all time, who's just kind of feeding off all these paradoxes that other versions of Kang have made at different points in history and different timelines. Are we going to see a version of that with Loki? Are they saying, like, there's gonna be Loki Prime? Maybe that could be Richard E. Grant's character, and MT could be right there with your theory.
I feel like the most supreme Loki is Loki from Ultimates, so I feel like making that Loki, which is, like, too much for me to be saying, but it's like that Loki has, like, every type of power, plus is just like I think he's a stronger Loki. So if that Loki is, like, ultimately the Loki we see versus the Loki in Hell, that might be the prime Loki. I feel like that's who he's going to have to fight, and that's going to be hard. And I think that's when we're going to see, like, that Loki magic that we saw in the trailer. And it's like, oh, this isn't the Loki we know, because our Loki can't do this with his hands. But I think so. I just don't know whether it's going to be Hell Loki or Ultimates Loki.
But going back to when we were talking about Kang and variants and all that stuff, with as we know, we're sort of getting Young Avengers teases throughout these Disney Plus shows. And we've gotten Eli Bradley in Falcon and Winter Soldier. But Iron Lad, or I believe it's Iron Lad, in the Young Avengers, is actually Kang, a younger version of Kang.
The baby. Right,
so we could maybe see this younger version of Kang at some point, either in Loki or, I don't know, maybe Falcon and Winter Soldier. Maybe he's like, hey, I'm here now. Hello, Eli.
No, it's often because a lot of people want the kid from Iron Man 3 to be the MCU version of Iron Lad, but they're only taking the name Iron Lad, whereas really Iron Lad in the comics is more of like a fusion of Stark Tech from Vision. It's kind of a rebooted Vision, and he already has like a suit from the future is like kind of his identity now. And then when he goes back to the past, he kind of gets some Vision OS software to restart the Avenger Initiative. And then he assembles it with like Stature and Eli Bradley and all them.
Okay. And just going off of what MT said, right, with all the different variants, Loki could be traveling through these different time periods and then also fighting different types of Kangs. So, like, there's, what is it, the Pharaoh Kang, like, and then the Iron Lad one?
Uh-huh.
This could get real zany.
And he could, like, bring the Lokis in. Yeah.
Yeah, and he could bring in the other Lokis, like, to possibly help him, you know, in some way. Obviously, they're all, you know, wild cards in a sense, but if they have, like, a common interest, this show can get really, really wild.
Zany. I would love to see different versions of Kang, like a Donkey Kang, a Diddy Kang. just all
Donkey
sorts of
Kang.
A King Kang versus Godzilla, all that shit.
Love
Godzilla versus Kang.
I like Donkey Kang.
Yeah. I think ultimately what we're looking at is some kind of rogue Loki who is wreaking too much havoc after Loki opened the Pandora's box of splitting away from the timeline. And then each of those timelines could just refer to a different Loki. Now, we only have 6 episodes, though. So they're not going to go to, it's not going to be like a full 22 episode season of Quantum Leap, where at some point he's going to jump into Harriet Tubman's body and say, oh boy, I'm Harriet Tubman. We're not going to get that.
Yeah, no long arcs or anything. It's going to be to the point.
My favorite Loki line, oh boy, I'm Harriet Tubman.
Goodness gracious.
Quoth the Loki.
Yeah.
I'm here for that. Okay, that'll be the next teaser, honestly.
So let us know in the comments below which villain option that we brought up that you think could be the kind of ultimate big bad of this series. Is it going to be an alternate version of Loki? Is it someone we've seen in the trailers before? Is it going to be the TVA? I kind of hope not. I want the TVA to I don't want them to get Hydra'd or shielded. You know how S.H.I.E.L.D. is corrupted by Hydra. Too. I kind of want them just to be this goofy, impenetrable, bureaucratic agency.
I love the TVA
just
so much.
Always annoying.
I've wanted this
there.
For years, so like I'm so amped for the TVA. Yeah.
So I think the golden goose of this will go to Jessica for suggesting it's going to be just a prime version of Loki himself. You get the point.
Nice. Give me that golden goose. Give me gobble, that gobble, egg. Gobble, 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 bitch.
Gobble, gobble goes the goose.
Gobble, gobble does not gobble. Go the goose. I said it out loud, and then I was
gobble
like, wait a minute.
Gobble doesn't go the goose?
Gobble doesn't go the goose. If there's anything I remember from elementary school, it's gobble does not go the goose.
We're going to move on to the Falcon the Winter Soldier and what Dance Master Zemo is really planning, but first, a few words from the folks who helped us make Rogue Theory, starting with their friends at Bespoke Post. If you have some spring adventures on the brain, take Bespoke Post with you. They're ready to upgrade your life with a new line of essential box of awesome collections for guys. I got a great new rain jacket and a box of awesome recently. And in the past, I've gotten cool travel bags, bar gear, and camping supplies. They got it all. Bespoke Post only sends guys the best stuff every month, no matter what you're into. Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to cooking goods. Box of Awesome has collections for every part of your life. They've even got a new retreat box with a hammock and a matching picnic blanket and a turbo box with automotive themed coffee products. Yeah! To get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome for you. They release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box only costs $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code ROGUE at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code ROGUE for 20% off your first box. We also want to thank our friends at Helix. It's got to be hard for Zemo to get a good night's sleep on those prison mattresses. You know they're not customizing them for each prisoner. Well, I don't know. Maybe that German prison will. They tend to be, seem to be totally okay with people just like walking out. Minimum security. Well, don't sleep on a mattress designed for someone else, folks. Helix Sleep has a quiz that matches your body type and your sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you. They have soft, medium, and firm mattresses. Mattresses great for cooling down if you sleep hot. Even a Helix Plus mattress for plus size sleepers. I took the quiz and got matched with the Dusk Lux Helix mattress because I wanted a medium firm mattress with lumbar support that sleeps cool, and I'm getting great sleep on my Helix mattress. The mattress comes right to your door, shipped for free, and you never need to go to a mattress store again. They were awarded the number one best overall mattress pick of 2020 by GQ and Wired Magazine. Go to helixsleep.com/rogue theory, take their 2-minute sleep quiz, and they'll match you to the customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. They have a 10-year warranty, and you get to try it out 100 nights risk-free. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it. Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our audience at helixsleep.com/rogue theory. That's helixsleep.com/rogue theory for up to $200 off and 2 free pillows. Oh, also, if you've been following our weekly Fitness Origins series, you know that Philip is putting Tommy and me through workouts as part of this fun MCU-themed fitness challenge. The whole experience has reminded me of the importance of living a healthy life, which we want you guys to join in on. I want to be around a long time to make these videos, and I want you to be around to watch them. So follow along and do the same workouts Tommy and I are doing over at Epic Hero Fitness Channel. So subscribe to the Epic Hero Fitness Channel to follow our journey, and you can do the workouts and catch some upcoming bloopers and out.
I watched it. It's very fun. I love watching you work out.
Thank you. That's sweet.
It's very fun.
It's very nice.
I was watching it while I was running on a treadmill too. No joke. Oh, I straight up did. I watched it all while on a treadmill. I felt like I was working out with you guys.
All right, we're moving on to the fact that Zemo is back in the MCU on the Falcon the Winter Soldier, broken free way too easily, and using his vast financial resources to jet set with Bucky and Sam to Madripoor, bust a few moves, and then to Latvia, all in pursuit of this super soldier serum and the Flag Smashers. Now, Remember, Zemo's goal in Civil War was to rid the world of the Avengers after their superheroics wrecked Sokovia and got his family killed. And his hatred of super soldiers led him to kill all the other Winter Soldiers. And he said in episode 3 of the Falcon Winter Soldier that he hunted down a lot of Hydra scientists who were trying to replicate the super soldier serum. And we see him take the next step of that and plugging Dr. Wilfred Nagel, a.k.a. someone who does a very good Jesse Eisenberg from Batman v Superman impression. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's exactly what I was thinking every time I saw him. I'm like, this is a good Jesse Eisenberg impression.
Well, now Zemo and Bucky and Sam's goals seem to all be on the same track, but...
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Zemo's hiding something. What is he not telling them? What is he not telling us? He seems to have some kind of ace up his sleeve. Ace up his sleeve? Ace in the hole. Trick up your sleeve.
Trick up your sleeve.
I think we're all magicians.
Toad in the hole.
Yeah. He's definitely going to do something sneaky. He killed that doctor a little too quickly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, as if that doctor knew something more that he didn't want them to keep confessing. They exchanged a look when they walked in.
And then, yeah, that the two view, they had two cuts to him being like, don't look at my mouth, but like, yeah.
Just like that, hold on.
Like, don't look at my mouth, but look at my eyes. He obviously had, he made that face. And so that's why I do think he's working, which I also would love. I think this is why I'm on this theory, that he's working with the Flag Smashers, because that reveal will be so insane to be like, or won't be so insane, but it would be surprising to be like, in what world do you align your political beliefs with theirs? And it's like, because you guys weren't here.
Oh, so what do you think? What do you think is their ultimate plan then? If he's working, if he's in league,
with I think he.
Smashers, what are they trying
well,
to?
Well, only because he killed Nagel. I thought because as soon as he killed Nagel, I was like, okay, they're giving out too much information, and he doesn't want them to find it before he finds it. I am Zemo.
Okay.
So I think he killed him to be like, I'm going to relay this information to the other people rather than relay it to these two people that I really deeply hate. So I think he's going to meet up with them eventually. I don't know. He's a rich guy, so there could be millions of ways he's getting his information to the Flag Smashers. But I think overall, he ultimately is working with the Flag Smashers for them. He's like, I'm cheering you guys on, even if they don't know who he is, like, directly yet. So I hope that makes sense. That's what I
think. Well, it's hard to know exactly what the Flag Smashers' goal is, because honestly, they were part of some deleted subplot with vaccines, and there was some pandemic subplot there. And they, based on the editing so far, they're butchering up their scenes where it's just very confusing what their goal is.
They had to be tested on by Nagel, right? That's what I assumed.
I think they stole it. They were in Madripoor saying that after they were kicked out of their homes after the blip, that the only place they could go to make a living was Madripoor. They found Nagel. They stole the fizzy lifting drinks. Good day, sir. You lose.
Good day, sir.
They stole the serum.
And they
juiced themselves up with that stuff. They talked about how their bones were on fire or whatever. And now they want to give it to the kids. But it just seems like that was even part of a reshoot. That scene was just kind of confusing.
Yeah,
like,
that sounds backwards.
What is plan then? Yeah, it does seem backwards.
Yeah, we don't know what's going on fully with the Flag Smashers right now. But I definitely think the power broker is going to come up. And I don't know how Zemo would relate to that. But I think that's going to be like one of our final villains. And then Zemo's going to pull like a switcheroo. I feel like he probably before the whole lab, went burst into flames, basically. I feel like Zemo probably grabbed some of those, like the samples.
You think so?
In there. Oh, yeah, I think he's going to do something. Yeah, I think he's going to do something sneaky. Like, he's been playing the sneaky route this whole time. We've gotten some peeks of that mask.
Yeah.
Was he the last one to get in the car? Was he the last one to get in the car when they all did?
He was.
Or was he the first? No, he was the first.
He ran off. He drove the car up.
I'm on Angelica. I love Angelica's theory. I keep going.
Yeah, I do
too. Yeah, well, he walked in there with a game plan, and that's why he enacted it so quickly. So I know that he's got something up his sleeve.
Hmm. Yeah.
And he's just kind of playing like the fun dancing guy, you know, the fun rich
daddy like friend.
Yeah.
Daddy Baron.
Yeah. Well, let's look at it. Let's frame it this way. There's, you know, with any villain subplot, it usually can be either boiled down to, are they trying to build something or are they trying to destroy something?
Yes.
Right? Is he ambitious or is he out for revenge? In Civil War, he was out for revenge. He was trying to destroy the Avengers. He wasn't trying to build something new.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so in his case, he's a Machiavellian. And he talks about, you know, as to be a Machiavellian, it means you're constantly kind of jumping around. No one really can pin you down. And so if he's trying to just get revenge, it's kind of an extension of Civil War, right? He's currently playing on Sam and Bucky's team, but really he's still just trying to eradicate the rest of the Avengers. But if he's trying to build something, we could be looking at he's trying to build his own Avengers. He's trying to build the Thunderbolts or something like that.
See, I think that Zemo is definitely... I think that his mission from Civil War is still intact, and I think that Zemo wants to use Carly to some degree, because he says in the last episode, I, for one, am looking forward to meeting Carly Morgenthau. And I think all of this comes together because Carly's main goal is to get rid of symbols. And that's sort of what Zemo wants to do. I think that the symbol of Captain America itself is 100% against what Zemo's all about. So I think that Zemo, by working with the Flag Smashers, is going to try to just like rip off just iconography and like and just get rid of just icons. Like you said, Red Skull was a problem because people worshipped him like an icon. Mm-hmm. So I think that he wants to meet up with Carly, probably inspire her because she's just a young person who doesn't really have all that much leadership, and he's like this criminal mastermind. So I think Zemo's gonna be like, hello child, let me help you become evil like me.
Could there be a world where Zemo is related to Carly?
I mean, potentially.
Is there a world where Zemo's related to Red Skull? It's crazy. I'm not jumping on that train yet. I'm just saying, he has a ton of wealth. Johann Schmidt was super wealthy, and like they made a whole point in this episode to talk about he had old family money. So it's just like, what was, you know, the Wayne family were fur trappers, right? So what was the Zemo family all about? Were they just royalty? I didn't even know that Sokovia was a monarchy system. I thought it was just like a failed democracy.
Baron Zemo could just be Loki in disguise this entire time. I'm just saying. Wouldn't that be crazy?
We have to compare dance moves now.
How
does Loki dance?
Probably the same way.
Seriously, Loki.
That's how you give away your true identity.
Really good. We need to go back and watch every clip with Loki dancing and make sure it aligns perfectly with Baron Zemo.
The rest of this entire video is actually just going to be 10 minutes. So on a loop of them dancing. So.
And I will thirst over both the entire time. I will go nuts for it.
But no, going back to Zemo real quick. I think that another potential secret motivation behind Zemo is that now he knows about Isaiah Bradley, which may not be the best of things because, as we've seen, Isaiah's blood was being used to create more super soldiers. And so if Isaiah is just walking around old and alive and I'm Zemo, I'm like, all right, I'm going to kill this old guy with this with superpowered blood. Isaiah Bradley just can't be alive if he doesn't want super soldiers and superheroes to exist.
Does Baron know about Isaiah? So that like that interaction has happened already, that they've talked about him?
Here's the thing. Okay. So on the plane in the last episode, when Sam is talking to Bucky about Isaiah Bradley, we see Zemo take a peek over at Sam like he's listening. If you look back, you can see it. Okay. And I'm just like,
my ears are burning.
What are you doing there, Zemo?
Super soldier?
Can't have he that
said,
now,
fashion
can
forward African-American men are not pimps. He said a lot of things in that show. But, that makes sense. Okay.
That's a great find, MT. And I think it does tell us something. I think the public knowledge of Isaiah Bradley is something that actually hurts Captain America's legacy in the public view. And it, I don't think the government wants people to know that Isaiah Bradley existed or exists.
That's true.
And I think Zemo's ultimate goal might just be to completely disgrace the Captain America legacy. So right now, that's why he's working with Sam and with Bucky, like, is that, because they're like being that, also kind of like anti-Cap, because they're anti-John Walker. But I think Zemo's ultimate goal might be to like drive John Walker further and further insane, maybe by giving him one of these half-baked serums, and turn this guy into a murderous madman, get it on camera, and said, this is who your government wants Captain America to be. And that's that shield insane. Is just a pariah now. And I think that Zemo's like mission accomplished.
But does,
like, ultimately,
does Zemo hate America more than he hates the Avengers?
I don't know. I think he hates the idea of superheroes. He hates an America that wants to support the idea of a superhero like Captain America. But ultimately, you know, he hated Tony Stark. But ultimately, Iron Man was the one who was able to walk away. But ultimately, Captain America was the one who was able to walk away from that endgame battle. And Captain America is the one whose legacy is continued to be propped up. And I think Zemo wants to just drag that through the mud. And that includes telling everyone the truth about Isaiah Bradley. It's truth that everyone needs to know. But the more people know about Isaiah Bradley, the more people kind of hate the history of Steve Rogers.
I think something's going to go down with this new Cap, but also, is there a possibility where Zemo could take the super soldier serum himself? I know, like, as a means to an end. Is there a possibility of this?
Totally,
that'd be very fun.
It is quite possible. It would be very, you know, abnormal because Zemo's so against it, but like you said, as a means to an end,
maybe that makes him such a wild card, right? Just going back to the Machiavellian thing, you know, he says we had to. We had to do it because that's how we, you know, maybe even out the playing field.
You know, I had to do it on him. Watch him take the needle and inject it into someone else. Like, I don't know. I hope it's weird because it is like he is so against that potion, whatever you want. The potion. He's so against it. Serum, potion. Yeah. Hey, the wizard's medicine. So. Very against it. Don't quote me on that.
That's the teaser for this episode.
Wizard's medicine, whatever.
Wizard's medicine? Magic, you know, modern medicine is magic.
Stop it.
What's in the vaccine?
What's in there? No one knows. Super soldier serum.
I hope it's okay. I got mine today.
Are you stronger?
Hey,
you
feel
nice.
Eric is.
Could you take a bottle and throw it through the wall?
Yeah,
I got mine
last week.
I take
an Altoid tin and I throw it in the
you
wall.
You guys, I'm so jealous. Go. Everybody get in theirs. Everybody got their serum. Everybody got their vaccine.
Dying to get mine. They can't get mine.
I have asthma, but they're all completely... Okay, we're changing the subject. I'm so sorry. I have asthma, and let me tell you...
The COVID podcast.
This is the COVID podcast.
All right, now we're... Sorry, guys. We're switching it up. We're talking about asthma today.
Why I can't get this
vaccine. This is an asthma awareness video.
How long has Zemo had asthma? Let's get into
this. Zemo has asthma.
Everybody put your asthma inhalers to the screen. And take a hit and pass it. So I think that would be interesting if he did, like, he is so against the serum, but if he did take it and he put it in like Sam, that'd be pretty messed up because it'd make like Sam and freaking Bucky both like super soldiers. And so I don't know, I feel like Bucky would be like, that's the last part, like no one else should get this serum, and then they'll put it into who's gonna be his best friend eventually. Would be kind
of spiteful. I think ultimately one of those vials is going to end up in the hands of Eli Bradley. And it's going to be that kind of choice. Do I juice myself up? Because Eli Bradley, that was his whole thing in the Young Avengers, is he was using the mutant growth hormone.
Yeah.
But I think the Super Soldier Serum is going to be the version of that.
Okay.
So he's just going to have a vial in his drawer and just be like, I'll save it for now. And that's going to be a whole conflict with him and some Young Avengers.
How does he get it? Do you think they get it out to everybody?
I think someone snatched a couple of those vials on the way out of that lab. And then that's going to be now the kind of the football, the MacGuffin of this is you're going to have the shield and then you're going to have a leftover vial of that.
But I do think that by the end of the series, we might actually see Sam juiced up.
You think?
Interesting.
Oh, yeah.
You think?
Either Sam... and or Torres. I think that there will be
Torres
some sort of augmentation
die.
There with one of those.
Someone has to die. Someone has to die.
John Walker.
That is
kill
true,
that John Walker.
Sharon!
John Walker.
Sharon. Okay, John, you were a little too happy for Sharon to die there.
I wasn't happy. I'm just something's happening with Sharon, and I'm just trying to figure it
Sharon's
out.
Sharon's changed. She's different from what I remember.
What happened last summer, Sharon?
Sharon,
you have some new friends
changed.
At camp, Sharon.
Sharon.
Ever since you've gotten boobs, Sharon, you hated us. So I feel like Sharon would be like
to art camp, and she thinks she's better than us.
She thinks she's better
than us. Oh my
god! I think it's gonna be Torres that dies. Torres has to die. Like,
no, he doesn't.
He doesn't have to. But it would be sad. It would be sad. It would be really sad if he does die. And so I think that's why
he's been a nice dude. I was mean on him the first episode, or I said, "Don't trust this guy," because I thought he was a little too eager to, you know, mess around with Red Wing tech. And I'm like, he's part of that conspiracy. You know, two episodes later, it's like
until he got his ass kicked.
Peeps we've heard from him is when he's a nice guy. He's just helping out Sam from afar. So I don't know.
I think Sam would get it more so than Torres. But do you think MT that Torres would get it, and that's where we get him as like Falcon?
Oh, yeah, like, we're definitely going to get some type of, I don't know, augmented Torres to some degree, because Torres does have history with being augmented in some way by Carl Malice. So I definitely think we're going to get the origins of Torres Falcon within this show.
Okay.
Setting himself up for either a Champions, which I highly doubt, but, like, probably a Young Avengers team. With the new Falcon.
Okay.
That's just me.
MT, I'm going to give you the point here for that Zemo over-the-shoulder look when he's, like, making him sleep on the plane.
But not the look that I made as Zemo covering my mouth.
You'll get
it was a good look.
You get a half point, Jessica. Don't give
yes.
There you go.
That's all you have to do. You guys cry about it and you will win. You will get the point.
Angelica, okay. Do you think you deserve a point for something?
Well, I don't know if this is going to make the cut, but
point,
that Zemo inhaler dance? Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that was it.
Whatever. I'm a pushover. I'm going to be the pushover dad.
Oh, daddy.
All right. We're now moving on into rogue questions. Really, we just have one question because the king of this week was Godzilla versus Kong. Number one movie at the box office. So if you need another movie to bring in that we can build, that we can make them fight. Let them fight. What other movie would be the most appropriate movie to fight and defeat Godzilla versus Kong?
What if it was like Lilo versus Stitch and they have to fight each other?
What? Yo, that's a really short, terrible
Lilo versus Stitch. Well, it's them now. So imagine like the Terminator, the newest one, like kind of intro. And then it's just like Lilo being like, I have to defeat him. And it's like older Lilo, and she's just like an older lady, and she's like, I gotta go and fight him. And it's Stitch just like manic and rabid, just like, bleh. And so it's like older Lilo versus like a rabid Stitch, and she has like a gun for an arm or something. Like, imagine that.
Dang.
That'd be very funny.
Oh,
dang.
I love that.
Is this directed by Tarantino?
Directed by
Yeah, I know. Rodriguez, Tarantino,
okay.
Sam Raimi.
An unreasonable budget and real unrealistic goals.
You know what? On the same sort of vein, I'm going to go even crazier because I think a crossover movie between Aliens, the Alien franchise, and the Magic School Bus.
Oh.
Where we have Miss Frizzle fight xenomorphs in outer space with the kids, and they're trying to escape, and it'd be amazing. I'm only saying this because I had this idea many moons ago, and I just really want it to happen.
You guys,
okay,
it's coming out now. It's
Magic
all
School
out.
Bus Aliens Edition for me.
Love it.
I dig it. I like it. And not Magic School Bus where they go inside of a body and have to fight coronavirus.
Wait a minute.
That one sounds good.
Okay, so at first my brain just thought of a big franchise, and I was like, what if they brought back like Astro Boy or something? I just want to see some Astro Boy stuff come back.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know who to pit Astro Boy against. So then my brain jumped to like zombies versus vampires. So there you go. There's hordes of zombies and they're fighting vampires.
I love it.
So
I do like that. Yeah.
Who's going to get the most blood in the end?
Honestly, I think zombies take that one.
Well, yeah, because they're
zombies,
eating
it. Yeah, they have fewer limitations. Vampires.
What happens when a zombie bites a vampire and a vampire bites a zombie?
Well, I gotta give it to Jessica for Lilo versus Stitch. Get that ampersand right out of there. Get a versus in. Good one.
LVS. I'm good. All about it.
Yes. That makes Jessica our winner of this week of Rogue Theory. So great. All three of you had some wonderful takes on these subjects. I hope everything that you pitched comes true at some point, either in this universe or another. I want to thank our guests, MT, Angelica Trey, and Jessica Clemens. Follow all three of them on social media. Follow them on Twitch, whether they're established, experienced Twitch streamers like Angelica is, or just getting started. Wow. But a sparkle and a dream in her
eye.
What
is this comparison?
I know. I'm a little hurt. It's fine. Hey.
Jessica, if you want to play Phasmophobia together or something, we could play some games together.
We'll play Phasmophobia. Okay.
Dude, yeah. I've been dying to play Phasmophobia.
Yeah, baby streamers are the coolest people ever.
That's
if,
me.
If you consider yourself baby streamer. Yeah, so
whatever.
Let's do it. Let's game. Though,
we will game. You guys look out for us playing Phasmophobia.
Baby streamers, they make your dream come true.
And then I turn around and go, yeah!
And Jessica's got a whole Google Doc with her top Muppet babies.
Every time you bring up that damn Muppet Doc, people come at me.
I'm sorry.
In a good way, it's fine. They're always like, release it.
Stop coming at Jessica. She's released as much of it as she can release. Just go find that tweet.
I gotta change it up now that everyone's corrected me.
Yeah, it's no. What you have is correct. What you have is fine. It's Miss Piggy's at the top. That's all that matters.
Look, stick to it. Yeah. Honestly, at this point,
thank you.
Stubbornness is a virtue.
Stubbornness is a virtue. Thank you so much.
We'll call it that.
That's right.
Yes.
Support our channel by checking out one of our many great merch options at nerdstarsmerch.com. I'm wearing a Falcon Winter Soldier inspired Anarchy Assemble shirt.
Always looking good,
it's
Eric.
It's great. Oh, thanks. It's the only shirt I'm allowed to wear now. But it's not true. I just love it so much. Okay. So get your hands on this one. You can follow me at EA Voss on Instagram and Twitter. Follow New Rockstar. Subscribe to New Rockstars here on YouTube. And keep an eye out because coming tomorrow morning, we're going to be with our after show for episode 4 of Falcon Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
Weekend, full of great show. So very excited. And we'll see you all next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, take it easy, guys.